For one thing, I just do not do uniforms. And for another, deciding what words are good and what words are bad is actually not very easy, and it's not very fun. And when parts of your job are not easy or fun, you kind of look for an excuse not to do them. So, if I had to think of some kind of occupation as a metaphor for my work, I would much rather be a fisherman. I want to throw my big net into the deep blue ocean of English and see what marvelous creatures I can drag up from the bottom. But why do people want me to direct traffic when I would much rather go fishing? Well, I blame the Queen. Well, why do I blame the Queen? Well, first of all, I blame the Queen because it's funny. But secondly, I blame the Queen because dictionaries have really not changed. Our idea of what a dictionary is has not changed since her reign. The only thing that Queen Victoria would not be amused by in modern dictionaries is our inclusion of the F word, which has happened in American dictionaries since 1965. So there's this guy, right? Victorian era, James Murray, first editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. I do not have that hat. I wish I had that hat. So he's really responsible for a lot of what we consider modern in dictionaries today. When a guy who looks like that in that hat is the face of modernity, you have a problem. And so James Murray could get a job on any dictionary today. There would be virtually no learning curve